Pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I wonder if I added up all the minutes and hours I've spent looking at things, how many days of my life I've spent looking for something I've lost, especially keys. Now, keys are very important. They open locks, especially to doors in your home or in the car. And I seem to have an aversion to putting keys in the same place. And so I've lost many keys in my lifetime. One time I even lost keys in the drink. I was sitting somewhere and keys slipped out of my pocket and fell into the lake and they were gone and I had to get a locksmith in order to rescue me. So somebody was kind enough to get me a big key ring that floated. I managed to lose that too. And it was right before our honeymoon and we're getting ready to go after the wedding. And I couldn't find my keys. Fortunately, there was a spare. I found them weeks later, and they had dropped behind something. How much time do we spend looking for stuff that we've lost? So I can understand the woman in the story who loses a coin inside the house, and she turns the house upside down in order to find what she's lost. And I think that is a picture of what happens to some of us here who actually get lost inside the house. Now, Jesus told three stories. One was about the lost sheep. The sheep went out and got lost, and the shepherd came and found it. Another one about a lost son who goes out. But this particular story is not about something outside, but something that happens inside. The coin got lost inside the house. And it's a picture of what can happen to people, that we can actually get lost inside the confines of faith. Well, how does that happen? We know how it happens. Sometimes tragedy hits us, and we can't understand it, and it hits us in such a way that we say, how on earth can God allow this to happen? And so we might be here Sunday after Sunday, but we've lost our way, we've lost our faith. Or sometimes it might not even be a tragedy, just something that's happening within the home or within our own souls, and we get so discouraged that we lose our way inside the church. So what do we do when that happens? Well, the Bible says that this woman lit a lamp so that she could look and search for this lost coin. And I'm going to put forth to you that sometimes inside the church, we have to do the same thing. And I'm going to make it practical because we talk about lighting lamps and looking for the lost, and that's all spiritual stuff. So I'm going to be very specific. If you get nothing from this sermon, I want you to hold on to one phrase. And the phrase is, pick up the phone. Okay, got that? Pick up the phone. There are times that we find that people are not here and we don't know why and we wonder, well, why is so-and-so not here? But we don't pick up the phone. I had a funny incident that happened just a few weeks ago. Somebody sent me an email. And there's a person who comes over the summertime sporadically. And this person was from this one's actual church home and said, have you seen so-and-so? We haven't seen him. We've noticed that there's no action outside the home. And so we thought, well, maybe he's with you. So I said, well, no, he hasn't been here for a few weeks. So I picked up the phone and found out he was fine in his home. The people who were concerned We're concerned enough to talk about it, but not to pick up the phone. Lighting a lamp in modern day is just picking up the phone and finding out how our brother or sister is. There might be times that someone, you just see that they're a little off this Sunday. Pick up the phone. Now, unless somebody sends us a restraining order, people usually appreciate concern. But we've become such polite Christians that sometimes people can fade away and we don't even know it. I've been nagging one of my friends for 3 years now to go to church. She was going faithfully and she stopped, and every time I get a chance, I put in a dig. You know, have you found a church by your home? And the last time we spoke, she said, "Dawn, my church that I was attending regularly called me. They've missed me." She said, "But it took 2 years for them to miss me." Pick up the phone. Light the lamp. Find out. We had one such person in this congregation who picked up a phone when one of our members was ill. She hadn't seen her in church, and she was concerned, and she picked up the phone. She realized that she wasn't well, and so she called the ambulance. The ambulance got her to the hospital. 2 days later, this dear lady died. But she died with her family surrounding her in peace. If she had not picked up the phone, that one might have died alone. It is so vitally important. Which one of us, Jesus says, if we lose something in the house, don't we tear the house apart to find it? Let us be people who actively search out those who are lost. Many times, people who are lost to their faith won't say a word. We won't know until we ask. The good news in all of this is that the woman not only lit the lamp, she tore the house apart. And that's a picture of God. When we are lost, when we've lost our way and we don't know how to get back, God tears apart the house to find us. He loves us so much that he wants to find us and restore that joy of salvation, that joy of knowing him. So even if you felt at sea, even if you felt lost, God is still looking for you. And God will not stop until you're found. What a wonderful truth. What a wonderful gift that we have. I remember sitting in a church circle in my 20s, and we were going around talking about where we were in our faith, and I said, "You know, I'm not sure I believe any of this anymore." And I wanted to say that for shock value, and I wanted to say it to actually for people to say, "Well, you know, then you're a mess and you shouldn't be here," but they didn't. They said, "We will pray for you. And we know that God will find you." And he did. The wonderful truth is, no matter how angry we get with God, no matter how hard we try to push God away, God tears the place apart to find us. Let us pray. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. is calling. Calling, oh sinner, come home. Lord, help us this week to be agents of your love and your grace to those who might have been discouraged in their faith, to those who are struggling. Help us to answer your call to come home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.